Jennifer, you want to talk about a case we have today?
Sure. This is a couple. She's 58. He's 59. They're looking to retire at age 63. Okay. And they wanted to know, should they pay off their mortgage, refinance, or carry their mortgage through retirement? You know, they also said they were willing. They want to retire at 63, but they would be willing to work until 65 if they could pay off their mortgage. And, you know, and I think that's – we have a lot of people that come to us, and they want that – what the sleep
that's
factor
an, that's
of
an,
paying
that, that's an emotional
– it is.
It's an emotional thing to say, I'd like to have my house paid off when I go into retirement. I don't understand that, but a lot of people understand
that. You want
to
die with a 30-year mortgage, right?
I want to die – what's the max?
So, but, you know, when you look at it just from a financial standpoint, their current mortgage rate is like 5.7%.
And we just talked that you can get a new mortgage for
like 3 3/4.
Yes. Right.
So, actually, their mortgage rate was 5.27. Okay. So, and, you know, you can get it for 3 3/4. If they refinanced, it would save them almost $1,700 in mortgage payments a month. So if they took that $1,700 and invested that over the next 9 years, they would end up, unless if it earned 8%, they would end up with $267,000.
Oh, wow.
And at that point, they would only owe $116,500 on their house.
This is typical behavior, or not behavior, desires on the part of people who come to talk to us, that they think they have to get all these things paid off and everything.
Yeah.
And we end up with a lot of people who are house poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that they have this wonderful, glorious house, which is paid for, and they're having a hard, you know.
Right. They don't have enough cash flow and, you know.
Yeah. And the smartest thing you can, we put the intellectual side to this. But the ideal situation is, obviously, don't enter retirement having high-cost consumer finance loans and car loans and stuff. Pay all that stuff off.
Right.
And you can do that when you do this mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they save $1,700 is not just because interest rates have dropped that much. It's also that their mortgage is based on when they borrowed that big amount when they first
started their mortgage in 2008.
Yeah. And so now they can get in this thing, and they're in a better position because now the house has gone up in value.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get a lower rate. They're going to get a first-class rate on their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any sense for them not to finance this.
And well, and if you really want to pay up, if that is important to you to have that sleep factor, at least have someone run the numbers for you to make sure that you're not going to end up in a situation where it could harm you by paying it off early.
Yeah, people think about, well, I could always borrow against my home later on. Well, think about, you retired in 2005,
mm-hmm.
and your house is paid off, and now you want to go borrow in 2006 or 7 or 8. What's the deal? Your house has probably gone down in value. Interest rates are in a situation where no one wants to lend.
Well, it is. It's more difficult to get a loan if you don't have income coming in the door. You may have all the assets that you
right.
in your accounts, but
right.
they want to see an income stream.
Yeah.
Sometimes that doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I mean,
right.
they should look at the overall picture, but that's not what banks look at. They want to see how much money do you have coming in the door each month.
Yeah,
and think of this also. You're going to, at 65, you're going to live to be 82. That's the number. I was checking out how much longer I'm going to live. From 75, I'm good for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I really am good for a while, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, the longer you live.
The longer you're expected to live. The
longer you're expected to live. My chances of living to be 76 are a hell of a lot better than yours, Troy. but anyhow, take advantage of that. And you invest your money that you don't need for now, what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's thinking that, oh, I'm going to retire at 65, so I need all my money.
Right.
Now, because you've got plenty of cash, you invest for the long run. And you were talking about a return to the stock market. So the alternative is not just the interest rate, it's liquidity. And that's hard to explain to people.
Right.
Because they all can talk about, well, my house will be paid for, and that'll reduce my payments on that, and I can use that to live on. But the bottom line is,
you can't use a house to buy groceries.
That's correct. Or pay the doctor and all that sort of stuff. All right. Let's take a short break here, and we'll be back to answer your questions.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.